Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jen Sullivan, and I'm only Jen Sullivan because I realize I didn't warn everyone that Jess is on a little bit of a vacation this week, which is why we had on the lovely Pamela Edwards-Christiani on Wednesday for such a great episode. But today, I have a treat for you, and actually, this is a little surprise treat for Jess, which she's going to hear about on vacation, but she and I have been thinking about the supermodel era. I mean, when aren't we? But ever since the Apple docuseries, The Supermodels, came out earlier this fall, we were talking about how we've had half of them on the show. And I thought, why not go back and revisit our interview with Linda Evangelista? So honestly, fam, this was one of our early, early Fat Mascara interviews on the podcast. It was recorded February 2017. So what is that, like almost 7 years ago? And we didn't speak about this at the time. So much has happened to Linda since then, but she did come to the podcast studio. We used to record down in Soho, and she was covered up in a big coat that she didn't take off. And so now we, of course, know she shared in People magazine and on that documentary and in other outlets that she had undergone Kool Sculpting in 2015 and 2016 and was already, at the time of this interview, dealing with paradoxical adipose hyperplasia, so PAH. That's a rare side effect that affects like less than 1% of Kool Sculpting patients, but it's where the freezing process affects the fatty tissue and thickens it and causes it to expand. She's spoken about this in the media since then. It's really devastating side effect, but please keep that in mind if you're thinking like, well, why didn't they talk to her about this? Well, we did not know. And have some compassion for her. She was going through a lot when this interview happened, but we get into a little beauty chat. She talks about her love of a device. This woman has a microcurrent machine in her own house. Oh, and if we bring up the line Erasa, so if you hear that, that line is still available and she does work with them still, some great skincare. So that's mentioned as well. But all the links and everything will be on the fatmascara.com website in the episode notes. But she was really sweet and open with us and, wow, patient as well. The sound quality back then was not as good as it is now. We didn't have as great a studio, but I still hope you enjoy this. A little bit of a reminiscing, going back in time to the supermodel era through the Fat Mascara lens, if you will.
So if there's a face of the supermodel era, in my opinion.
Mine too.
Yeah. And I think like probably everyone who's listening, you are it. You're it. What do you think was distinctive about that era? When I'm talking about that era, for anyone who's listening who, like, God forbid, does not know, I'm talking about the 90s. Basically, like, when supermodels reigned supreme. What was distinctive about that era?
Gianni Versace really, really made a point of accepting our different personalities and our different looks and celebrating us as women instead of as models. So I think he had a lot to do with that movement during like that time. We had distinctive looks. I remember even as I became a supermodel. I remember doing cover tries, and Liz Tilberis, who was at British Vogue, she said to me, you know, you do understand why I can't put you on a cover. You have such a classic look. And everything changed. Change is good. And then she put me on her first cover of American Bazaar.
Did it feel like something fabulous, though, was happening at the time? Because now we look back and we think, like, this was, you know, such a moment in time that I think, you know, both fashion and you know, the models now are, like, it's almost trying to recreate, you know, like, a group of girls or, you know, the different personalities. Did it feel like some kind of seismic shift was happening in fashion at that time, or did it just feel like your life?
It sort of happened organically. I mean, we were being celebrated as individuals.
Mm-hmm. Almost like actresses.
And I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It's so hard to
explain. You said actresses, and I think that's a good point because, like, for example, a music video. I mean, mm-hmm. you would never have in the 60s, well, there weren't music videos, right. but seen supermodels in a music video and their your Freedom 90 video with...
But there were models in music videos already at that time.
But what was interesting about the models that were in the music videos were usually they were like, I feel like this is very feminism, like feminist, you know, theory 101, but they were like, you know, the girl in the Warrant video, like, on the car, the, you know, the Whitesnake video. In Freedom 90, it was really a celebration of you as, you know, strong women. And it was almost like, it was like Greek mythology or something, the way you guys were in the video. Can you tell me a little bit about that video and how that sort of affected
career
in your life?
Georgie was inspired by the British Vogue cover of The Five of Us that mm-hmm. Peter Lindbergh did. And in fact, I think that was the beginning of that era.
That shot?
Yeah. And I didn't want to do his video.
Why?
I wrote about this in V Magazine. It's going to come out shortly. I didn't want to do music videos. I didn't want to do anything that wasn't modeling.
Did you think it was, like, cheap or...?
No, not at all. Not at all. But I just wanted a model. And mm-hmm. I was so busy and so overbooked that I didn't see how I could fit it in. It wasn't a priority for me.
Yeah. What convinced you?
He was very persistent and... He said it would take us to another level, and it would, I mean, I didn't know what level that could be.
At that point, George Michael also was a different kind of art. Like that video, I feel, and that album sort of raised his profile or took him, you know, he became a different kind of artist with that album.
Yeah, he thought he was doing that for us. But it was, I just think, it was just such a well-accepted video.
Yeah.
And I think it, people recognized me around the world, not because they followed fashion or read fashion magazines. So I got his point.
Yeah.
The general public, more of them knew who I was. But I had so much fun doing it, and I'm glad I did it. It did take a lot of convincing.
And did you like his music, and were you friends before that?
I loved Wham.
Yeah.
I loved his music. No, we weren't friends. We had met here and there, and then I'd met him that week during Paris Fashion Week, and that's where he kept asking me if I was going to do it, would I do it? And I was the last one to sign on.
Mm-hmm. Did you kind of direct yourself in the video, or did somebody do a head-rolling sweater choreography?
No.
Because I've got that down pat. I just want to let you know.
David Fincher, by the way, is mm-hmm. who went on to be the most brilliant director.
Mm-hmm.
He directed it, yeah. I do remember showing up. Everyone got a Discman to learn the lyrics, and I never got mine. So I didn't know the lyrics. So Georgie helped me in the makeup room as I was getting ready. He helped me with the lyrics. So it was sort of like done in a haphazard way. Yeah. But I remember it being easy, just long hours, but it was easy, easy, and fun.
You had one of, I would say, the best beauty romances in the world, talking about Garen, your relationship with Garen and your cuts. You had so many great bobs. Can you tell us about those bobs and your cuts and your appointments?
Well, okay, no one cuts like Garen. He's like so precise and so, such a master. My first haircut, Julien Dees actually did, and that was at Peter Lindbergh's persuasion, and Anna Wintour had a little bit to do with it, and
she likes a bob, doesn't she?
But I didn't do a bob.
Really?
No, it was like a 5-point haircut.
Okay, yeah.
It was over the ears and long in the front. The bob came a little later. I worked with Garen a gazillion times, and he gave me so many good haircuts. Like, I mean, how many variations on a bob and short hair can you have? But he managed. Yeah. He's just brilliant.
Did you have a favorite? Bangs, no bangs, blonde, brunette?
I like the bob with the bangs. Mm-hmm. It's hard because I have curly hair, so it's hard to keep straight bangs, if you know what I mean.
What is your, for curly girls who want to go straight, what is your secret?
Like, no bangs.
Have Garen do your hair before every photo
shoot. Well, now they have those people straighten their hair, and it doesn't seem to look damaged. I've never done it. I don't know what the...
Like a keratin type of
thing?
Yeah,
yeah. But, like, I would straighten my bangs, and if I get hot or sweat, they would go curly. Mm. So I tried to keep a long bang and use a bobby pin or something. Mm-hmm. It's difficult, bangs with curly hair.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff, with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Listen, there are so many skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and you know I will try most of them. But how do you know your products are actually working? Some research to back up the claims. That's why Jess and I are all about Ritual. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual's Hyacera is now a part of my skincare routine, and I got in the habit of taking it every day by putting the cute little purple jar right next to my sunscreen. It looks nice on my vanity, and let's be honest, I love that. But once I stuck with the habit, I really noticed a difference in my skin. I am not the only one. In a clinical study, taking Hyacera for 90 days led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles as compared to placebo. And it led to a 2.9 increase in skin smoothness. I also like that they're easy to swallow. The capsules sort of taste like vanilla. They're not all weird and fishy like some other supplements. Plus, Ritual is a certified B Corp, something we learned about on a recent episode, and all their supplements, including the Daily Protein and their Sleep Bio Series Melatonin Supplement, are vegan, gluten-free, and made traceable. Do what Jess and I did, start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
I want to ask too about brows, because I always had the biggest, bushiest brows, and your brow game
was
is so strong. Did you shape them yourself? Did someone help you shape them, or is that just like God-given arches?
I think Francois Nars taught me the most about brows, but he's the one who tweezed the most, and he's the one who made them the thickest. But to get them higher,
he removed
all my lower brows and then built above it.
With makeup. So it's...
What do you mean built above
that
it?
That 90s
makeup?
Brow wasn't your
he,
actual...
He would go above my brow line.
Okay, like so pencil above?
Yeah. And he didn't so much like the angle of my brows. They're so slanty that he would square them off to make them look like they went straight across more. But yeah, he would be able to draw in new brows and make my eyes so much higher and so much wider. And he would tweeze them to death and then just paint back in.
And did they ever grow back?
No.
Thanks, Francois.
These are my brows untweezed right now. I don't have anything on them.
I mean, you have a really high arch.
Yeah.
I want a higher arch.
You have a higher arch.
I want a higher.
Look at your socket.
No. I want to take it higher.
Got big sockets.
No, you're good.
That brow was such a
He look. Calls that the banane. You have like a really banana? Incredible banane. In French, they call it the banane.
Like your upper eyelid is your banana.
The socket. Yeah. This, what do you call this?
So much prettier.
The banane.
Yeah, the banane.
So much prettier in French.
Instead of socket.
Yeah. Well, it was the 90s brow, it was a big trend then, but it's good to hear that you have the same issue as a lot of women that, like, once you tweeze...
They don't come back.
All right, so you pencil
listen to your mother. Don't tweeze. You're beautiful just the way you are.
Now, let's talk about nails. When I was doing a little research, I found out that you go to a dashing diva in your neighborhood.
I love my dashing diva. It's very hygienic.
I think that is so amazing. I heard, you know, just a few minutes ago that you're a germphobe, so this must be very important to you. That's very hygienic.
It's completely important.
I think that's so funny that you go to a dashing diva. What's your mani of choice?
Well, I used to go to G. Remember G?
Of course. G Beck.
Rescue.
At Rescue.
Yes,
Isn't it sad?
Oh, did it change my whole life? It destroyed me. Yeah. No, it was like a weekly ritual.
I know.
And those
I know.
Girls were like, nobody. Cut cuticles like that. That's
oh,
the other
you do
thing.
You get the cuticles cut.
Don't cut your cuticles.
Why?
People, young ones. Because they grow in heavier and thicker. And when I first came to New York, I thought it was so cool that there was all these Korean nail spas in my neighborhood and that you could get a manicure for under $10. Mm-hmm. And I would go in and 5 minutes later walk out with, you know, perfect nails. But they cut and cut and cut. And back
it
then,
looked
they
so
even,
good then, but
they
then
even
a couple
used
days.
To shave the bottom of your feet back
I
then.
I remember
bad,
that. They
bad,
had a little
bad.
Razor on a stick. I also read that you love a shabower. A shower and a bath. Or a bath
oh, yeah.
and a shower.
A shabower?
Shower first.
Shaboom. Shabah.
I know. It could be a shabath.
Shabath.
Yeah.
Oh, you shower first. I was thinking that you take a bath first and then you want to
No,
rinse
you want to be clean when you get in the bath.
Oh, so you're not like, oh, the dirt comes off and you're sitting in a dirty
oh,
pool.
Oh, gross, yes.
Okay, I get it. I get what you're saying. Okay.
Yes.
So this is like a little ritual.
Yeah.
As a germphobe, I get that. See, I always think...
I'm mostly germaphobe just with my hands,
okay.
though. It's a hand thing.
I understand. All right.
And I overwash, and then I end up in the winter with eczema, and you see I walk around with like...
What do you walk around with? Help our listeners.
Well,
with creams and stuff?
A little stick.
Something, lanolin, any kind of oil. I'll put like anything, olive oil, whatever it is I can get my hands on. This is a product from my chemist, Jules Eddie Reza.
Perfect segue, Linda.
Yeah. No, it's so groundbreaking. I don't know if he'll let us use it for Erasa, though. I'm praying.
Well, we have to ask you about Erasa, because I don't know if people know what you're doing there. So tell us, how did you find that company? What are you doing with them? What's it all about?
Okay. I don't know if you know my facialist, Georgia Louise. When she first came to New York, she was sent to me by this company that makes a microcurrent machine that I own. Because I can do facials too.
I went to her spa. She had so many gadgets.
And something happened to my circuit board, and they sent her, and she came with like a screwdriver.
To your house?
Yes.
To fix your...
And she took it apart, and she refinagled some wires on the phone with London, and... And I fell in love with her. And she said, I'd love to give you a facial or show you how to use the machine. I was like, I already know how, but I never use it because it's so tedious.
Where do you keep the machine? Those machines are pretty big.
I have a little beauty cabinet. It's on a trolley and it wheels out. And I have a few things.
Love.
I have a few things on that cabinet.
It sounds incredible.
That all plug into their own socket with extension cords that are long enough I can get that trolley to a mirror.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
To zap your face.
I have all the gifts, ones, and gadgets.
So she fixed your microcurrent.
But I don't use them. I don't
use
them.
We can come over. You can give us a facial.
Yeah, exactly. I go to her once a week. No, I mean, I get so excited. And I was like, oh, I'm going to do this all the time. And I'm like, you know, more is more. And then you don't do it.
It's like when people buy a treadmill and then it just sits there.
Or like I have it. Well, no, I actually use my workout equipment. But so I was at Georgia's and I saw her husband and he passed me a bottle of Erasa Skincare. And I was like, he's in the financial world. And I did not understand why he was giving it to me. But he said, oh, I'm working with the company. And here's a mug, too. And will you try it and give me some feedback? And I said, sure, with little intention of trying it.
Yeah.
And I brought it home and I put it on my nightstand. And I thought, I'm going to look it up later on my computer. And I did have my protocol in my bathroom all set up. My brother helped me buy the shelves and put them up. And then I printed out Georgia Louise's protocol. Now, it's not her fault that there was 25 steps. That's me. Because I want to address absolutely every single issue. And I have issues. So there's all these steps. So I take my shabath, I get out, and I look at the list with my glasses on and all, and it's just, I can't deal with it. So I'm like, I just pass on the whole thing. And I go to bed, and next to my bed I have my lip balm, my hand cream, my humidifiers.
Good tip.
I have two, one on either side of my
two.
Bed.
Two stereo humidifiers.
Yeah. Jen loves a humidifier, but I don't think she has two.
My apartment's so dry. It's so dry.
It's good for
it's
your
insane.
Skin.
And so next to the bed is that bottle. And so I put it on and I do this almost every night for a couple of weeks and I go to tweeze my brows in my magnifying mirror and I notice a difference. Like my,
what was different?
Well, my melasma's not as dark and my pores are smaller. And I was like,
Then you go back, you're like, what did I do different? And it was the bottle.
Well, yeah, that's what I did. And I let it go. But the third week, I was like, whoa, okay, something's happening. And I ran with my magnifying mirror to a window to make sure I was seeing what I was seeing. And that's when I knew it had to be the Erasa because I was skipping the protocol.
Mm-hmm, right. It was like a controlled study.
Yeah. So then I doubled down. I did morning and night. And I found out in the daytime that now I know. I didn't know then. But it actually makes you look really good. There's instant gratification in it. There's these microspheres that fill in lines and reflect the light beautifully. So I do that. And after a while, I run out. I think the bottle's broken. So I'm tapping on it. I'm running it under hot water. Nothing's coming out. And then I realized for the first time in my life, I've run out of a product. I never run out of products.
Your beauty editor
yeah.
heart.
Yeah. Ever.
Yeah.
I always abort and go to the next.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
But you have to give products a try. That I know.
Right.
You can't use it for a week and say, I don't see anything.
Right.
You have to give it a little bit of time. So I knew I was on to a good thing, and I needed to get more, and I spoke to Mark, and I... then I looked it up online. I hated their website. I thought it just didn't represent the product properly. And I asked to meet the people behind it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Very like
that's
proactive.
That's how impressed I was.
Yeah. And you helped them revamp sort of the look of it. Is that what you're saying with the website and whatnot?
No, well, eventually...
What do you do now, actually, yeah. with
so
the company?
Eventually, so we met and we really clicked, and then...
Were they totally floored? Like, Linda Evangelista wants to, like, come and check it out?
There's other celebrities that use it, and Allure had given it a breakthrough product.
But who's called and said, like, hey, I need to know what's in this stuff. I love this so much.
Well, me.
Besides you.
So they asked me to come on board.
That's awesome. So what's been the
coolest part? Become part of the company. So I became creative director. So I got rid of their website, and I went to Baron & Baron.
Oh, wow. Only the best for Linda.
And they redesigned it, and... I'm involved now in all the product development, which is one of the most fascinating things I have ever done. Like, I get high when I go to the lab. I'm so excited about
woman,
stuff that happens in there.
Well, you have machines and you know how to do manic. Like, I feel like you're a beauty
geek.
I'm an
esthetician.
Yeah, at heart.
Yeah.
So what, are you going to make some more products? Is that part of
Yeah, there's two to come out this year, a moisturizer and one with SPF.
Oh, smart.
I only came in on the tail end of those. Mm-hmm. I was involved in some tweaking,
mm-hmm.
Which would have happened with or without me. And then we're working on lips and eyes, and I want to do so much more. I want to address hair. I want to address hands.
But you see this everything, as a full body ritual.
I want to address everything anti-aging.
Okay. What about everything. Your skincare ritual right now? What does that look like?
Okay. So it is, I wash my face in the shower I use Georgia's mm-hmm. cleanser. And then I do my Erasa XEP30.
And can we treat that as like a serum almost? It's like...
No. Well, it's the first thing that goes on your face.
Okay.
On a dry, clean face.
Okay.
And then all you need is moisturizer and SPF.
Okay, but it goes underneath the moisturizer.
It's the first thing you put on.
Moisturizer. Okay.
First thing you put on. And that's all I do is that and moisturizer and SPF. But right now I have the moisturizer with SPF.
Okay.
On.
Right.
Excellent.
Oh. You're our guinea pig, thank you. So when it comes out, we can get it soon.
Yes. And,
is that sort of how you, like, is that like your end of the day unwinding ritual, or is there something else you do?
It used to be. I loved, like, all my products, and I really, my heart would beat so fast when I would buy new products.
You'd still get the rush, even though companies would send you stuff for free?
They would say, I didn't like it as much.
It's like you've got to pay for it to know it's
you
value.
You have to pay for it. And I would get very excited at how expensive something was because I just thought it would be that much better.
Right.
And I found out so much going into the lab. They burst my bubble. I found out the truth.
Mm-hmm. What's the truth?
In all the products.
What's the truth?
There's not a lot of value in products. Not what should be in there for what they charge.
Like the fancy creams we all know and love.
It's very sad. I found it sad. I almost burst into tears, actually, when I found out. I couldn't believe how much my $500 cream, what it really cost to make.
Did you feel like you'd been had?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of women feel that way sometimes.
I think a lot of women don't know. I think people still really think, you know... Well, you know, it's not just with the raw materials. I think they're buying into, and we've talked about this a lot, you're buying into a lot. You're buying into the club, the mystique, the ritual.
The jar.
The feeling that you are
part of. If anything, if you don't buy XCP30 by Erasa, if you don't, I'm absolutely fine with that, but I would stick to drugstore brands.
Just from what you've learned being mm-hmm. in the lab.
There's some great ones.
Those are some powerful
for
words.
For their value.
Totally.
I think you've given us, wow, that is like that is a very powerful way to end before we go into our lightning round, our game.
Ooh, there's a game.
Yes, there's a game. There's a game.
Just gave it a name.
Yes, I love the name. Are you ready? Evangelism.
She's not as amused as you.
Basically, you're just going to tell us your favorite things you're super passionate about and excited. So your favorite, and then we're going to like tell you what it is, and then you fill in the blank.
So you don't have to expound, just
yeah, just a word. It's like word association.
Mind.
Ready?
Okay.
Your favorite photo shoot you've ever done?
Cuba Girl in Miami with Steven Meisel.
Do you remember what the magazine it was for?
Italian Vogue. And I actually was that suntanned. I was like a mahogany color and very greasy. And it was in the back alleys of Miami. And it was, I can't believe I actually used to suntan to that point. It's like my biggest regret.
Oh, you have some feelings about suntanning, right? You were saying before we started.
Yeah. I don't understand. I tell family members, it really hurts me when I see people lie out and actually deliberately suntan. Why you think radiation penetrating your body makes you look more beautiful or better? I don't get it. I don't get it at all. I don't get why people say to other people who've come back from a trip and they're suntan, oh, you look so good. I don't get it.
I get mad when people come back with color. I'm like, oh.
I look at it and I see you, radiation has penetrated your skin.
Yeah. They say you look a little
so
healthy.
What's,
yeah.
Why would you look healthy?
I know.
Just get
know.
Some cream blush. Do like Linda's mom.
Yeah,
you know?
Or a little Clarins, a little
self-disturbing. Yeah. And I mean, I've had so many friends with, you know, scares.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Melanoma scares. And
likewise.
Oh, it's...
I know. Thank you for that.
I'm going to take it to a lighter note.
Okay.
With my next...
Okay, so I go to Dr. Geronimus at the Lasery Skin mm-hmm. Care Center. Okay, so... I asked the nurses one day, why are you all so pale, even like the Hispanic ones and mm-hmm. stuff? And they said, if you worked here and saw the body parts we take off on Mondays, you would never go in the sun again.
Like the cancers.
They have to take not just the surface. They have to go underneath.
Like so a Mohs surgery in
pieces
your nose.
Of your nose, mm-hmm. pieces of your ear, pieces...
Eye
that's
to
a,
eye.
Yeah. That's a public service announcement right there, you know?
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, Linda, thank you.
Evangelism, question two.
Go ahead.
Favorite band? Or musician, I guess.
Led Zeppelin.
Oh, okay. Done and done.
Favorite Canadian export? Could be a person, could be a food item.
Maple syrup.
Oh, good. Okay, favorite TV show? I guess current or past, it doesn't matter. What are you smiling about?
Very sparkly.
The one that I've watched the longest, and it's like my guilty pleasure, and if I can't sleep, I put it on and I go to sleep to it, is Young and the Restless.
It's classic.
I have that song in my head now.
I've watched it since I was 8 years old, since it came on the air.
Favorite exercise method?
I like my rebounder, my trampoline.
Cool. Yeah. Do you have one in your house?
I do. I have lots of stuff in
my house.
Do you
have high ceilings?
No, but it's a mini rebounder. It's only about 5 feet wide.
Okay.
Yeah, I do have high ceilings, but I don't jump that high.
I just hitting your head. I got really nervous for you.
No.
Favorite Instagram account to follow?
Black Jaguar White Tiger.
What's that?
Oh, he's this guy who's rescued like all these like tigers and lions and stuff in Mexico.
I don't know about him.
I'm dying to go there. But he also posts really sweet, endearing videos from other people and photos from other people, and it just makes me so happy. It's so great.
Oh, please get on
please
that.
Look at it. Yeah, he's got billions of followers.
Okay, well, this is a nice segue to what is your favorite film? I can never say this word. What is your favorite philanthropic cause?
It's a tie.
Okay.
We'll allow
Okay.
No, we won't, Jen. Pick one.
Breast cancer research and AIDS.
And what is your favorite affordable luxury?
I did buy two pairs of cashmere socks in December.
You're speaking Jess's language right now.
But my son wears them. I couldn't find them. And then I saw him on his feet and he said that the seams were bothering him on his socks. And why are my socks softer than his?
How old is your son?
Why didn't he deserve soft socks? And I was like, okay, you can have them.
How old is he?
10.
We talked about skin, we talked about makeup, we didn't talk about hair before you go. Favorite hair product?
My friend, he is my friend, but I love his product. I have it in my hair right now. It's all natural. It's like a shea, it's just shea cream. Jamal Hamadi.
Mm. Oh.
Hamadi, do you know it?
Yes, he's sweet.
Oh, he's darling. He's one of my best friends. Oh. And I love his product. Now, don't get me wrong, I buy all those expensive products and I have like drawers full of them and I do spritz and spray, but that's the one thing I've used consistently over a decade.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm
and gonna, I use it on my hands too when I get eczema.
Oh,
it feels
for,
good.
Because Shea yeah. is good for that. I'm picturing your house now, by the way, after this interview. Like, it's like a Fakai salon with an Equinox gym with, like, it's got everything.
The sun
it's,
running around in cashmere socks just sliding around the
yeah,
floors.
Yeah, it is. It's very open. It's mm-hmm. a loft. It is a walk-in closet / gym / beauty salon / playroom.
It sounds like heaven.
Not bad.
It's so casual. It's really casual.
Well, Jen and I are coming over.
Yeah.
You should.
Thank you so much. You've been so much
this
fun.
Great.
Thank you.
All sorts of beauty secrets.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Linda Evangelista. A wand, but I just have to fill you in on what just happened as Linda was exiting the studio. So, like an ass, I asked for a photo with Linda Evangelista, but she was lovely and darling, said of course.
Why is that like an ass?
I don't know, because she's just like, I don't know, that's what she gets paid to take photos.
Whatever, okay.
So we set up and the three of us, it's Jess, Linda in the middle, and me. And so we asked her for some posing tips, but she wasn't about that. So then I guess it was her publicist was taking the photos. And all of a sudden, I hear this, like, really loud rustling. And Jess Matlin is freaking trying to pose it out like RuPaul next to Linda Evangelista.
Better work.
You were making, like, macro movements. So, of course, Linda just, like, slightly tilts her chin. One. And then another frame. Slight. And Jess is over there on the end, like, voguing.
Well, you know what?
What were you doing? It's Linda Evangelista.
Right, and I had to bring it.
I can't wait to see these photos.
I had to bring it.
Anyway,
she's been doing this a little bit longer than I have, well, so I'll get my moves down in time.
So I think the photo's going to be Jess jerking around, Linda looking amazing, and me with, like, trying not to laugh and looking at the both of them. That was.
I think I might be blurry because my movements were so grand.
They were grand movements.
I think Linda appreciated my effort.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.